880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Oscar gives me the thumbs up. It's time for another show, Freed on Business. I'm going to start off by giving a shout-out to Tom the Architect. Hey, Tom, thanks for coming up to me at the Aventura Mall and saying, hey, high five. We've got a great show today, Innovations in the Business of Baseball. We got my buddy Alex Busnego. He's the Director of Business and Digital Innovation with the Miami Marlins. We're going to talk about all kinds and all things Marlins today. But the number one thing I got to make sure that you do is vote for Giancarlo Stanton. Go to MLB.com and vote for Giancarlo Stanton. Show the guy some love. Show him you want him to stay here in Miami. Shelly's on the line. Hey, we got Shelly. Put him on.
Put him on. He's put on. Ooh, very heavy, very heavy.
Yeah. Don't put on too much weight, Shelly. How's it going over in the fabulous fashion part of Wynwood?
Well, since the Miami Herald was kind, gentle, sweet, loving, wonderful to feature me in Monday section of the Miami Herald, it's been beyond. Being in business for 50 years, James, you realize you do have friends from when you were a teenager. In my case, in my mid-20s.
Well, hold it, man. You got friends?
Well, that's...
All right, I just wanted to make sure we qualified it correctly for the audience. You know, we got a transparency, honesty thing going on here.
Well, let's just say customer base.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, the bottom line is beyond. People have come. We sold 60 suits on Tuesday. Well, we didn't do too good on Monday. We only sold 25. But naturally, they had to read the article first. So it's been absolutely lights out, whether they're buying three Italian suits that are like $2,000 value for $749, or whether they're buying...
Wait. Three Italian suits for $749 bucks?
Right. And then we have better Italian suits that are about $1,000 each, three for $1,199. So you have your choice. Or how about wool Italian pants like you bought that are $250, $275 in this store? And Shelly Bloom, the name of it is Charo, Shari, C-H-A-R-I. Go on your computer, see what they get, and then you say, God, he's telling the truth, $175. We alter it. We stand behind our products. It's first quality goods. Listen, you know, James, people say, how can you do it? Where do you get these? I get them from the same place everybody else suppliers get it, the few who are left in Miami. And the difference is they charge you $50, $60, $70 more on a pair of pants. Same thing with beautiful 100% cotton dress shirts, whether it's Italian ties that I have Italian ties that they get 80 and 90 and I'm only 35, 40. So, you know, we've been doing it for a long time.
Shelly Bubby, listen. We talk about the suits, we talk about the socks, we talk about everything. I need some shirts. You know, I walk through the mall, everything is on sale, Brooks Brothers, whatever. And my wife turns to me and she goes, blow this off and go to Shelly. He takes care of you and you look terrific. I go, thanks for telling me I look great, but it's Shelly's fault. So, you know, I got to come over there with the little lady and I want to come after lunch because I want to see you.
I'm here, man. I've only been here for 45 years, so we'll continue to be here, continue to give the great service, the great price. And remember, it's 5,000 feet and you can't even squeeze in here. We have so much goods, such better quality goods. It's just... You know, it's when the word will finally get out after 45 years, somebody will realize this is the place to be because, A, I would like to go someplace and know that the guy is still standing and he still can get out of his chair and give me the service I need, whether I'm buying artwork, I'm buying paints, I'm buying framework for pictures, whatever I may be doing, or a great restaurant that has withstood the time, the test of time.
Well, Shelly, you know, you're over here, you're in Wynwood. You know, all these people come to Wynwood, you know, for an evening out. If they just would come a little bit earlier, go over to the Fashion District, which is on Fifth Avenue, the fabulous Fifth Avenue, which is part of the redevelopment that's going on in Wynwood. Tell us where they are. Tell them how you get there, Shell. I've only got about a minute left.
All All right, 1 minute. Here we go.
T-minus.
The bottom line is it's at 2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue. That's right, 2650 Northwest Fifth Avenue. We are just minutes from Biscayne Boulevard. Call 305-573-5891. Give you the directions. It's an easy way to go right up 29th Street, left on 5th Avenue, and you're right there.
And it's a great location. It's a great environment. You're surrounded by some of the hottest new businesses and some of the most wonderful. It's just a really trendy place, and you're right in the middle of it, Shelley. You're trendy again.
Yeah, it's, you know, the old world has evolved, the rebirth of Wynwood, right next to Midtown, right side-by-side of Design District. Where you're talking about Versace and Prada and Zegna. I mean, this is the Bal Harbour area for the young people. Just go to Midtown at night. They've replaced the Brickell area where people, for whatever reason, whether it's too busy or too overcrowded or too, it's now Midtown, and we are a stone's throw away from Midtown.
Well, Shelley, listen, I got to run. I got two extra tickets for the Marlins game on Tuesday. You coming with me?
You are my date, my darling.
Listen,
is your new name Barbara?
No, I got my wife. My wife is coming with me. You bring your friend. You come with me and my wife, but we're going Tuesday to see the Miami Marlins kick some booty. We're out of here. I'll see you Tuesday. We'll talk again next Thursday. Shelley Bloom, Fashion Clothiers. All right, we'll be right back after this short message. We're going to start off with Alex Biznego, Director of Business and Digital Innovation for the Miami Marlins, back after this.
Time to dive in with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Chevron. The next Fireworks Friday is June 27th at 710 versus the Athletics. The first 12,000 fans will get a Marlins Energy Team poster courtesy of Net10 Wireless. Get your tickets at Marlins.com.
Miami
dive
Marlins.
In.
Together we can show them how it's done.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in, join the fun.
That's my favorite part. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And remember, if you want to meet me out in public, I'll be at the Kidney Health Awareness Day that the Marlins are having Tuesday, July 1st at 7:10. For more information, go to www.marlins.com/special events. And I'll also be at two events the Urban Land Institute is giving this summer. I'm going to be on July 15th. It's going to be Transportation and Development, the Southeast Florida Transformational Shifts. It's going to be at the Sheridan Fort Lauderdale Airport. It's going to be July 15th at 8 a.m. For more information, call Julie Medley at 954-783-9504 or email her julie.medley@uli.org. I'm also going to be at the ULI Vision Awards. Those are Wednesday, August 27th at the JW Marriott Marquis in Miami. Again, call Julie at 954-783-9504 or email her julie.medley@uli.org.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. Oscar gives us a thumbs up, and it is now time for baseball. We've got Alex Biznego, Director of Business and Digital Innovation for the Miami Marlins. Alex, He begins his third season with the Marlins. He's the manager of digital and social media. He was the first corporate hire in the realm of digital marketing for the Marlins. He's going to take it easy on me because he went to the University of Pennsylvania and got his degree there in undergrad, and he came back home to the University of Miami. And now he is also involved with the Roots of Hope and Switchboard Miami. And welcome to the show, Alex Buznego.
Quite the intro. Thank you for that.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. And thank you for having Kidney Awareness Day. My wife and I are going to go. You heard me invite Shelly. So we're going to have a great time out there with you and the Miami Marlins.
Should be a nice time. You can catch a good ball game and help out a good cause.
Well, that's awesome. Now, Alex, the first thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about Giancarlo Stanton. I've only voted for him 60 times so far. I've got two more email addresses, so there's another 50 votes coming for me. But everybody, we got to show this guy some love so that we can get a good deal, a hometown discount. God forbid we should get so lucky. Alex, help me out here.
Tell you what, he's having an incredible year. He leads the league in home run. He leads the league in RBI. And beyond that, just watching him play, he is a beast. He hits the ball a long, long way. His home runs don't just scrape the wall. They go a long, long way. And it's a shame that right now he's currently not a starter in the All-Star game, so he needs votes. We have about 8 more days left to vote. Any fan can go online, marlins.com/all-star. They can vote 25 times every day.
I mean, every day I can vote 25 times?
Every day.
Then what am I doing not voting 25 times a day?
So we really need to come together and vote for him because, quite frankly, he deserves it.
Now, let's talk a little bit of some innovation. And believe me, we're going to nail the Giancarlo Stanton issue again later on. You know, the Marlins are one of the first teams to allow fans to access the game with their mobile phones. Tell me a little bit more about that, how that works. I know everybody likes to go out there and be on their phones. We see them doing it on TV all the time.
Yeah, you know, the mobile phone has really become people's, you know, gateway to the world.
Yeah, and ask the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, being able to offer a lot of different services in the palm of your hand on a mobile phone or on a tablet is a big priority for us. And first amongst that was ticketing. If you can put your ticket on your mobile phone,
really?
How much more convenient would that be? You don't have to worry about leaving the ticket behind or printing it or all that. So the ability to have what is a 2D barcode in the palm of your hand, you can pull it up at any point, is really a nice advantage that we're really proud to be one of the first to be able to offer that.
Now, I've gone to the ballpark, and I've taken some great pictures with Billy the Marlin, and high five to the person that plays Billy the Marlin. And
what do you mean, plays? I don't understand.
I apologize. High five to Billy the Marlin.
Man, he's a funny guy, that Billy.
I do love him.
He has his own Twitter account.
I know that. I follow him.
At Billy the Marlin. He's a funny dude. He's a must-follow, they say.
Yeah, well, I do follow him, and yesterday I retweeted the fact that he was urging people to vote for Giancarlo Stanton as well. But when I go, sometimes I can't get out. If I want to tweet a picture, I can only get out if I tweet texts. Are you boosting some more? What's going on with the Wi-Fi? Because I know when no one gets there, I can get in and out easy.
Yeah, it's a big frustration for people that go to sporting events. Because think about it, it's a giant structure of steel and concrete. It's not necessarily conducive to internet connectivity on your phone. So when we opened this ballpark, we took that very seriously. So if you walk into Marlins Park, as you know now, there's free Wi-Fi since we moved into the new park.
Oh, yeah.
We also have kind of some sophisticated, fancy equipment that amplifies the signal carrier, the signal of the major carriers. So there should never be an issue at Marlins Park with you accessing your phone, sharing your experience of what you're experiencing at the game with your friends on social media. And let's face it, baseball is really awesome for social media because there's a lot of built-in breaks in play. There's a visit to the mound. There's in-between innings. There's lots of moments where you can look down at your phone and check out what your friends are saying. You can snap a picture, post it on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, whatever you like. So social media and baseball are really a really natural marriage.
Oh, they're made in heaven. Baseball's all about kibitzing, and that's all you want to do on social media when you're at the game. Now, Alex, How about if I'm running out of juice? You know, I like to go, I sit in the airport, I find where there's a plug. And one thing I don't think I've ever seen at a ballpark, and maybe I haven't looked, is plugs. You got any plugs there if I'm running out of juice?
You know, that's definitely one of the big issues, right? So we want people to have the ability to use their phones. What are the major obstacles to that? One is signal. So we just talked about that. That's taken care of. But the other thing is a battery life, and we are happy to have charging stations throughout the ballpark. We installed those toward the end of last season, and they're such a big hit. They have kind of a table there. You can kind of come up with your beverage and your snack and charge your phone while you watch the game there from the promenade level. So, you know, hopefully the mobile experience is well taken care of.
It's awesome. And talking about mobile experience, my wife just texted me that Hugo Fresh in South Miami is giving green drinks at no cost from their van. Their store has no power. She got green drinks for me, and they gave her pudding and small chocolate drinks for me, all free of charge. So, guys, head out there. Now, Alex, I know that drinks and stuff at the ballpark are also very refreshing, and there's a whole juice bar there too. Who came up with that?
Well, the Diamond Juices stand is a huge hit. So you go to a ballpark, you expect to have hot dogs and peanuts and Cracker Jack and all that. But for the more health-conscious consumer, we're really proud to be able to offer options for them too. So we have a gluten-free stand and a few other options, but Diamond Juices is really has become the hit of the ballpark. It's right there near the home plate entrance, and it's freshly squeezed juices with vegetables and fruits, and it's becoming a huge hit.
Well, I love it because it's right behind my seats. We'll be right back with more of Alex Biznegos. We may even carry him over for an extra segment. He's awesome. Let's rock out of here.
We are the Marlins. It's Miami. Miami. Put your hands up.
Come one, come all. Come on, have a ball. Come on and join the Marlins, y'all. Want to see you in the stands. Want to see you wave your hands. Want to hear you scream when we hit the grand slam. Don't miss a thing. Don't miss the fun. I want to see the fans in the stadium. We are the Marlins. Come on, come on. Dive right into the fun.
Yeah. Huh. I just love that. I just love that. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. And I'm going to be out there on July 3rd getting my wife a birthday present, but don't tell her. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to dive in with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Chevron. The next Fireworks Friday is June 27th at 7:10 versus the Athletics. The first 12,000 fans will get a Marlins Energy Team poster courtesy of Net10 Wireless. Get your tickets at Marlins.com.
Miami
dive
Marlins.
In.
Together we can show them how it's done.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in, join the fun.
Huh! Oh, did you get when I go hood? Do you put that out there, Oscar? Okay, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and as Alex likes to tell me, also the Miami Marlins. In fact, when you go to the ballpark, you can see a whole physical rehab facility and even get an appointment out there. So UHealth is, you can get your... Okay, they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with the care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Alex Biznego. Hey, Alex, I've been a season ticket holder since the beginning, and I've noticed some really cool loyalty program stuff from you guys that I've been really taking advantage of this season. Tickets, tchotchkes, all kinds of good stuff. Tell us what the season ticket holders can expect from the loyalty program.
Yeah, you know, season ticket holders are our most valued customer. Every fan is important. But those that that buy season tickets really are the cornerstone of the organization, and we want to do everything we can to reward them. And our Rewards Plus season ticket loyalty program is really at the heart of that. So basically, season ticket holders do what they do anyway. They come to games, they post about us on social media, etc. They do a bunch of activities that they'd be doing anyway, and they accrue points. And through with those points, they can exchange it for incredible rewards. We like to say it's the Marlins bucket list of rewards. These are opportunities to get closer to the brand and to really experience a baseball team like never before. And we want to make sure that season ticket holders understand that they have the ability to do these things when, you know, not just anybody can walk on the field and throw a first pitch or press the button that opens the roof. So hopefully this is an opportunity where season ticket holders realize if I'm a season ticket holder, they're going to take care of me.
Let me tell you is that it's the absolute truth that you, I mean, I threw out the opening day pitch. My buddies are texting me and tweeting me, going out there and sitting in the dugout. I have pictures of me sitting there with the bat that it almost looks like I'm a real athlete. God forbid I should live so long. So being a season ticket holder, and I've been since the inception with the Marlins, has always been a very positive experience for me. And, you know, I really enjoy it. Now, tell me a little bit about the OnCloud Conine, because I don't think Conine's really on cloud and out there. Actually, he's usually pretty cogent and one of the better former athletes you got on the staff.
Yeah, when you think about Marlins baseball, who's the first person that comes to mind?
Mr. Marlin.
It's Mr. Marlin. He's, you know, beloved by fans of all ages.
And Billy the Marlin, I'll bet.
And Billy the Marlin's a close second on Mr. Marlin. So OnCloud Conine is a title that really just pays tribute to what it means to be a Marlins fan and a member of the Marlins family. And it's a blog where we are posting really cool content that's really easily shareable, a lot of cool lists and a lot of pictures, and fans love it. It's just a lot of fun content. It's kind of in the style of, you know, a lot of the more popular blogs that you see shared on Facebook or Twitter. So it's really just framing our content in a different way, in a way that's a little easier to consume in today's world.
You know, that's great because, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is that you don't just broadcast, you guys communicate back and forth. And it's really something that I think a lot of people that put content out there need to learn. Now, one of my favorite parts of going to the ball game is the tongue-in-cheek walk-up songs that they do for the other team. I kind of try to do the same thing here with the songs on the show. But now, how do I know what walk-up songs our guys have? I mean, I always want to know. It's not on the board. It's not really tongue-in-cheek. It's more something they use to define themselves.
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, that's one of the questions we get on social media all the time. It's what's the name of the song that Casey McGee comes out to or that Giancarlo Stanton comes out to?
Casey McGee, I'm voting for him on my ballot too. Just for the record.
Hits McGee?
Yeah, the dude is like the RBI leaders and third baseman, great fielding percentage. What a pickup. Talk about a business deal.
How about that? He's really surprised people, and he plays a nice little third base too. Leads the league
leading
in all
fielding percentage.
An all third baseman in RBI. He's doing a lot of good things. He's really fun to watch, and as nice a guy as he is, a ball player.
Another guy I think I met at the Fish and Chips. Who's awesome.
Very
walking
nice.
Walking around with Red, who was awesome also.
Yeah, you know, it's a good group of guys this year, and yeah. So in answer to the walk up songs, our app at the ballpark, which you know all fans can download for free. It's one of our two apps. Actually has a feature where you can see the walk-up songs for all our players. Now, that app has a ton of features that are really cool, including that's where you can access your tickets. You can order food from the comfort of your seat. You can kind of track the action of the game. There's really a ton of features in there, and that's just one of the many ones.
Now, one of the things that I've been wanting to do all season, but I've been kind of reluctant because I'm shy.
You're shy?
So, is to tweet my favorite picture. That's my favorite picture that I've taken at the ballpark.
I think you and Billy?
Yeah, me and Billy. I gave him a big hug. I mean, what a terrific mascot.
Man, Billy is the real deal. He's a funny guy, and I think he's really found his Twitter voice now. Now that Billy has found Twitter, you can really see his personality in a truly different way.
You know, Alex, I see like the positive energy that you generate. It kind of somewhat reminds me of Billy. And I know that your whole marketing team works with Billy all the time to make sure that he's voicing himself in an entertaining and fun way, because sometimes that's the place people connect first.
You know, Billy is at the core just a huge Marlins fan, and he loves to celebrate when Marcell Ozuna guns a guy out at the plate for the last out of a game.
Awesome.
And he, you know, and when Giancarlo is somehow not leading vote in voting, you know, he gets upset, just like a fan.
I was retweeting it. Listen, the Billy the Marlin, he, she, it is just awesome. Now, I got my picture here with Billy. How do I get that up on Instagram pictures on the big board?
Yeah, so before games and even during some games, fans can submit their tweets and Instagram photos, and we'll run it. So fans can use hashtag I love Marlins Park when they're at the ballpark. And if you're one of the lucky ones chosen, we'll get it up on the big board, the Marlins Vision.
Well, I think that it's not only being lucky, I think it's being pithy and fun too.
Yeah, you know, you got to have fun. Baseball's all about being fun. That's what sports is. That's what baseball represents in so many communities around the country. And, you know, the Marlins family members that are out there, every game are, I think get a nice show.
They're terrific. And, you know, and let's say I've gone to the game, I'm sitting in my seats and I suddenly see that there's a vacancy in like a section that's a little closer. Can I upgrade during a game?
Yeah, it's part of the app I mentioned. So it's the app's called MLB.com at the ballpark. And one of the features is that you can upgrade your seats in the middle of a game. So let's say you got a seat and, you know, it's in the upper deck or it's, you know, not too close and you see some seats. The app will actually show you available seats that are available, you know, and eligible for this upgrade program. Now, it's not every seat, but we do allocate certain seats for it. You can even upgrade into the Clevelander if you're above 21 and, you know, just pay a...
And interested in getting a little damp during the game?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on at the Clevelander that's, you know, for definitely a 21 and over crowd. But if that's your cup of tea, then, you know, you can upgrade your seat into the Clevelander during the game.
And one of the things that I've noticed that not only being fan-friendly, but being community-friendly and also actually being tuned into your target market is that you guys are opening for happy hour before games on Fridays now, right?
Yeah, on Fridays. So, you know... on Fridays between 5:30 and 6:30, so right after work, if you head to the ballpark and head up to the Budweiser Bowtie Bar on the promenade level, beers are only $4.
Yeah, but you got to watch out, because if you take photos under the bow tie, everybody comes out pink. That's what happened with me and Dee Scalfani and the other new guy.
And Andrew Heaney,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They were great guys, too. You know, one of the things I noticed is that all the guys that I met at the event were terrific. And, oh, by the way, I met a lot of guys at the event.
You know, the event was great, and the Marlins Foundation puts on an incredible event, and they have an event coming up soon, the Fantasy Auction, which is, you know, another incredible event. But this year's group of players is just really a nice group of guys. This year, it seems like under the new leadership of Michael Hill, you know, they've gone for players who are good guys who happen to be great baseball players.
Yeah, and you know, it's part of the outreach in the community. If somebody's out there and they're testy and not connecting with the people, that's a problem. And I want to point out who I connected with the most. I got a little story for you and for our listeners.
All right, bring it.
I want to give a high five to Coach Shine. Coach
Pat Shine.
Pat Shine, the replay, you go, who's Pat? He's the highest graded replay guy in MLB. He's one of the secrets of success.
The replay master.
He's amazing. And when I was at the event, he called my mom and talked to her on the phone for 5 minutes.
How about that?
He was amazing. What a lovely guy. And while he was doing that, I was there. I was talking to Coach Redman. They were terrific guys. We've only got a couple minutes left, Alex. What are some things that people can look for coming up that you're doing in the future to help people have an improved experience at the Marlins games?
Yeah, well, you know, I'll give you some behind-the-scenes information.
Ooh, cool.
So one of our big endeavors is looking into data. So we have information about what, you know, tickets you buy, what days of the week you like to go to the games, and all sorts of data like that we want to be able to market to you like an individual. So when you get an email, it's not an email we sent to our entire database. We want it to be something that's really meaningful for you.
It always says Jim when I get my emails. Now, we've only got 30 seconds left. I want to remind everybody how they can vote for Giancarlo Stanton to show him Miami love.
Tell you what, Marlins.com/all-star. You can vote 25 times each and every day. Vote for Stanton. Vote for McGee. Hits McGee.
Yes.
They're both incredibly deserving, and they need our support. We only have 8 more days left to vote.
Cafe Cubano con Giancarlo Stanton and Hits McGee. It sounds great. Alex, you've been terrific. If you like, we've got U Health coming up at the turn, and if you want to stay for the fourth quarter, you're more than welcome.
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll have more of the Miami Marlins in the fourth segment. We'll be right back after this. We're going to talk about how you can walk your way to wellness with U Health. Back after THIS. We're born again, there's new grass on the field. Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold.
time to dive in with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Chevron. The next Fireworks Friday is June 27th at 7:10 versus the Athletics. The first 12,000 fans will get a Marlins Energy Team poster courtesy of Net10 Wireless. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Miami dive Marlins. In.
Together we can show them how it's done.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in. Join the fun.
Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. I'll be there this week buying my wife her birthday present, so it's always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Yeah, and we're going to dedicate, since we're doing baseball today, we're going to dedicate this one to the umpires. As we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. With the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So umpires, take note. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule a consultation today. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org, and here's my favorite part, or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
And now, WZAB traffic.
In Dade County, a crash on the Palmetto Expressway northbound just before Coral Way has two right lanes blocked. Also, a disabled tractor trailer 95 northbound before US 1 blocking a right lane. And a crash on 95 southbound just north of the Dolphin Expressway also blocking a lane. Broward County, an accident 95 southbound on the entrance ramp from Broward Boulevard. I'm Jennifer Riley, and that's your South Florida traffic.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's the turn, and it's a turn of the hour, and we got to tell you that UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. Now UHealth is open in Plantation, and soon Bascom-Palmer will be open over on the West Coast. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms and medications? Do they ever make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Hey, everybody, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report 10 years in a row, and it also has the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. You know, they've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. And you know what that means? That means if you ever have a heart attack, these guys can help you save yourself. You know, there's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
So good, I got you.
All right, and we are on, and we have got Dr. Scott Brown. He's researching and examining the roles of neighborhoods and conditions, including the built and physical environment, the social environment and residents, health and behaviors. He's involved with the National Institute of Diabetes, and he does some kidney disease stuff, which is important to me and my wife. Dr. Brown, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I'm glad to be on the show.
We're glad to hear you. And before we get started, I just got to ask you whether you like celery soda, cream soda, or black cherry the best, Dr. Brown.
I think black cherry is my favorite.
I like it, too. Okay, now that we've got that part out of the way, tell me a little bit of something, because I hear you just had a big news release.
Yes, so we're very excited. I work in the Department of Public Health Sciences at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, and we just had a paper published online today in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that is looking at the role of neighborhoods in walking in recent immigrants. And our specific finding is looking at where people live in Miami-Dade County and how this impacts on whether they walk or not. Now, why is this important? It's important because about two-thirds of Miami-Dade County residents are either overweight or obese, and there's some work suggesting as little as 10 minutes of walking per day may have health benefits and may reduce risk of overweight or obesity.
Well, Doc, you know, I'm in the real estate business. I do a lot of urban residential projects. I was in Wynwood today, up in Broward earlier today, Wynwood later on today. And, you know, our station broadcasts from Hialeah. All of the neighborhoods are completely different, and some of them are conducive to walking in a safe environment. Others aren't. I get it.
Yes, that's definitely true. So in our specific finding, we were looking at the urban development boundary, which is an urban growth boundary for Miami-Dade County. Many of the listeners may know that it is a urban growth line that prevents development from extending into environmentally sensitive lands.
Yes, sir. It's the west side of Miami-Dade County that's assailed, you know, every 10 years or so, but it is something that we're holding the line on development out there.
Yes. So our particular group was looking at quantifying the impact of proximity or distance to the urban growth boundary. And we found that for each 1 mile increase in distance from the urban development boundary, there was an 11% increase in the amount of walking, which is relatively huge. And this was in a sample of immigrants, recent immigrants who had little choice in where they live. So we found that for each 1 mile increase east of the boundary, there was more walking, and there was also more walkable destinations.
Really? That's fascinating. That's really interesting. Now, if they're able to walk, did you study about the impact of the walking it had on the different groups and the spatial relationship to the boundary?
Yes. So our group is currently in the process of looking at the impacts of location and the amount of walking on health over time. This particular paper is focusing on the period of time immediately after the immigrants moved to Miami-Dade County. So they were here about an average of 40 days in the United States and had very little choice in where they lived. So it was sort of an ideal sample of trying to look at a natural experiment of how where you live may impact on walking.
Now, is there a particular type of project? Let me rephrase it. Is there a particular type of urban environment that's more conducive to people being healthy and well?
Absolutely. So our group has found that having more destinations within walking distance to homes, such as businesses, food sources, schools, and recreation have all been linked to greater walking in this population and in other studies.
You know, it's very interesting because the architectural school and the university's real estate school advocate these more dense, walkable urban areas. Have you kind of run this stuff past them?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Jim, because I'm actually cross appointed, have a secondary appointment in the School of Architecture, and
oh,
work very closely with several professors in the School of Architecture.
Well,
so I work very closely with them.
Well, listen, that's really terrific, and I really would love to get together with you outside of all this to kind of learn what your thoughts are on the new urban stuff that's going on here in Miami, specifically up in Biscayne Boulevard. You got a great laboratory in Wynwood and stuff like that. What do you find to be the best walkable environments in South Florida, Dr. Brown?
Well, certainly there was a competition for choosing the best block in South Florida recently on public radio. And so Espanola Way in South Beach, for example, is a very walkable environment because you have not only mixed use in terms of shops and restaurants, but you also have shade trees and sidewalks, which are very important for walking, and then also homes and residences nearby
as
well.
High five to Scott Robbins for owning that beautiful block. But I agree with you. You know, a lot of the shopping centers that I work on, sometimes they forget that what they really need is a little overhang to get you from here to there. And some of the urban areas and urban retail development underneath some of the multifamily, hey, all you got to do is give me a continuous canopy and your retail sales are going to go up.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you think is an innovation that we could bring here to South Florida, Dr. Brown, that would increase the walkability or the propensity of people to walk for wellness?
Well, one of the ongoing proposals that our group is familiar with is the Miami-Dade Parks and Open Space Master Plan. So this is something that our county parks department is very involved with. They're the third largest county park system in the country.
You're kidding. I can't find green space anywhere except between the cracks in the sidewalk.
So that's exactly the point, that if we could get more streetscapes and sidewalks, including greater park use. There's currently a move to increase greenery and walking paths along the M-Path or Green Link through the Metrorail system to try to increase walking. So these are all proposals that are either in the works or have been proposed here within Miami-Dade County to try to get people to walk.
Well, one of the things they have to do to get people to walk is to help everybody on foot and in the car to get along and be more aware, because there's many times that I'm making a turn and I realize I'm going across, like underneath the metro rail off of Dixie Highway going, let's say, making a right on 27th. I go across the bike path. And
right.
In some of the I'll call it sub-block turns, somebody could rock down that road on their bike and just nail me, or I could nail them, because it's really not a safe interface. And now that these urban neighborhoods are coming, it's very difficult to see the pedestrians, and they expect you to see them. And hey, there's too much going on in the car sometimes.
Right. So we really need to design safety features incorporated in these neighborhoods. And you may have seen on Biscayne Boulevard, for example, that there are several areas for safe crossing of pedestrians with blinking lights.
Oh, yeah, that's an oxymoron, Doc. Come on.
But at any rate, you're absolutely correct that this is another area where there needs to be more educational efforts. There are some efforts, for example, in the schools to try to teach children how to cross the street safely through the Walk Safe program that's also being conducted through the Miller School of Medicine.
Dr. Brown, we've only got about a minute left. If people want to find your study, or if one of our listeners who's in the real estate business wants to get some of your insights, how do they find you?
So one approach would be to go on to miami.edu and to search for Scott Brown, and that's one approach. And then I'm happy to give my telephone number as well, which is 305-243-4000. 4410. Again, 305-243-4410. And I'd be glad to talk to any of your listeners about our work.
Dr. Brown, I look forward. I'm keeping this right here. I want to talk to you more about this. It impacts my working day every day. It also impacts my regular part of my life because I drive on the streets and I hope I don't come in contact with too many pedestrians. But thanks so much for bringing the Walking for Wellness to our attention, Doc.
Well, thanks for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I really enjoyed it. We'll be right back after this. We're going to have Alex Buznego. We're going to talk some more Marlins. And then if I have a little time left, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite terms. And boy, you're not going to want to miss that. Back after this.
A child's being harmed.
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, by now, we all know that it's good business to give your customers what they want. And our friends at Warren Henry, the family auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I lease one of my cars from them, I know I'm getting the best price because they guarantee it. In fact, I'm going out there this weekend to buy my wife a birthday present. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anytime. For 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
It's time to dive in with Fireworks Fridays at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions, the thrill of Marlins baseball, and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Chevron. The next Fireworks Friday is June 27th at 7:10 versus the Athletics. The first 12,000 fans will get a Marlins Energy Team poster courtesy of Net10 Wireless. Get your tickets at Marlins.com.
Miami
dive
Marlins.
In.
Together we can show them how it's done.
Miami Marlins.
Dive right in, join the fun.
You know, we talk about Lawrence Kids and how they spread awareness across the country and the world, with their mission being to prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education and to help survivors heal with guidance and support. But why do people walk? People walk for their daughter. They walk for their kids. They walk to prevent child abuse from happening to somebody else. They walk because they survived. You know, 95% of child abuse could be prevented by education. So educate yourself and educate your kids. Go to lawrencekids.org.
Is only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with the final segment, and even though everybody wants to hear about all my fabulous phrases that I love to use in my business every day, we're going to talk with Alex Buznego's for just a couple more seconds about the Miami Marlins. You know, they've got some great events coming up, including Thursday, July 1st at 7:10 is Kidney Health Awareness Day. My wife and I will be out there. You heard me invite Shelley Bloom to be my guest, too. The National Kidney Foundation is supporting it, so make sure you get out there and order your tickets today at www.marlins.com/special. Events. And Alex, you're involved with the special events. You're involved with marketing. We've only got a minute. What's your favorite thing that's coming up this summer?
Well, coming up this next week, and it's something I'm a little biased for, it's social media night. So this will be a night where our hardcore Marlins fans, our diehard Fish fans, can come out. They'll for the price of $20, and you can get a ticket to the game, a T-shirt, and even see a tour of the ballpark. So you can Instagram and Vine all the different, you know, behind the scenes areas and show off to your friends. You can buy the ticket on the same link. It's marlins.com/special events. That's where we house all our special events, and there's so many coming up this summer.
I love the events. I love the giveaways. I love the food. And I got to tell you, my wife loves the stadium. Usually we go there. We wait for Giancarlo Stanton. That's right. Vote early and often for Giancarlo Stanton. Show him the love. You want him to stay? Show him the love.
Only eight more days.
How do they do it?
Marlins.com/all-star. You can vote 25 times a day. Vote for Stanton. Vote for Hits McGee. They both are leading the league at their positions. They deserve to be there. We only have 8 days to get them in, though.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody, prove that you're not one of those Game 6 leavers and that instead you're a real fan for our sports teams. Alex, I'm going to thank you. Leave everybody with a thought.
Marlins baseball, we got a lot. We're halfway through the season. It's a fun time. We're a couple games out of first place. This is a fun team who plays the game the right way. You come to the ballpark, you'll I think we put on a nice show, and you'll have a good time.
You do. What I like to say is I just want to dive right in. All right, Alex, thanks for coming to the show. Oh yeah, I got to go. Huh. All right. Now, I want to talk about some of the favorite phrases I have. I want to talk about the cash-flowing land bank, my favorite piece of real estate. You go, what's a cash-flowing land bank? A cash-flowing land bank is a piece of land that's got cash flow on it, but the existing opportunity on the existing property is not the highest and best use. You say, Jim, give me an example. We're in the process of selling a 50,000-square-foot office building. The office building's full, but it's in a location that better suits it for a mixed-use deal. So we're going to put 400 apartments on top of it. Then we're going to put some office back in the middle. And then we're going to put some retail on the ground floor. Of course, it's going to have parking, too. That's a cash-flowing land bank. And, hey, when I want somebody to decide and I'm fed up and we've talked about everything and everything is known and it's time to just do it, pull out your pen and make a deal, well, hey, that's time to make a business decision. And a lot of times that's my favorite closing line. I like to say, hey, we've talked about it all. You just got to make a business decision. Even if the business decision doesn't get you finished, it gets you going. Now, a lot of people ask me about the condo market and where are we in the condo market. That brings me to another one of my favorite phrases. What we're doing now is we're building a lot of investor boxes. They're boxes that are being built for investors, and they're being built on the pre-sale basis. I mean, it's just that's what's happening. So as these international investors come, they're buying these investment boxes. I call them investor boxes. But the super lux end, there's a lot of opportunity up there. Hopefully you saw on Bravo my buddy Gil Deser last night. Gil will be on after he gets back from the Gumball Rally. We'll talk to him about super lux condos. And we'll talk more about other things I like to talk about right now. Business amnesia. It's not actually one of my favorite things. It's the worst thing that happens in business is when somebody makes a commitment to me. And then they forget. They had business amnesia. Perhaps the single worst violation other than complete and total dishonesty. That's just a shell and a sham for not remembering. So infotainment, that's what we do here on Freed on Business all the time. We inform and we entertain. And what I want to do now is I want to thank our guests and sponsors. Thanks to Alex Biznagos. And he's a sponsor, too. He's terrific. We'll see him Tuesday at his special event. We're going to be at Social Media Day, tweeting and Instagramming. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. I want to thank Tarek Maddox. I want to thank the NFL alumni and Social Media 305. Of course, Lawrence Kids, Publix, and Magnum Energy Solutions, Bruce Turkel, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and of course, Dr. Brown. I loved it. He was such a sport. And all of our youth, our U-Health sponsors, and of course, thank you to our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. And hey, thanks again to Tom the Architect for coming up and saying hi in the Aventura Mall. If you ever see me out there, come say hi. I hope that I'm pretty approachable. And yeah, I'm pretty much the same in person as I am on the radio. So follow me at Jim Freed, the show at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets a whole bunch of hits every week. If you missed our show, it'll be up on freedombusiness.com next week. And I mean, in a couple days. And next week, we're going to have Larry Zinn talking about his summertime auto stuff. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. Now go out there and no excuses. Make it happen. You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.
said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.